Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello once again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Health Matters on a podcast, an entire interview on the websites of WVUA23 and University Medical Center here at the University of Alabama. We hope you enjoy our programs, and we appreciate hearing from many of you who watch our programs. Dr. John Higginbotham is a professor with the Department of Community Medicine and Population Health, and he's the founding director of the Institute for Rural Health Research. Dr. Higginbotham, it's good to see you. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's exciting when we can talk about new things. We love talking about history and the university's longstanding programs and traditions, but a fairly new addition is the National Center on Forensics that you tell me just got up and running during calendar year 2021. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, it's really based on a creation because of our history. I don't know if you know this, but the state of Alabama elects our coroners. And there has been a problem over the past many decades with our coroner medical legal system because of how backed up everything is. You know, we really don't have a lot of the, you know, medical investigators and things like that that you see on the TV or in bigger cities, but we rely on coroners who are usually people who are elected, who are 21 years of age and no felonies and undergo a little bit of training. But when it comes to the really medical legal side of that, they're really far behind, and our medical examiners at the state level have gotten backed up. And so what we've wanted to do is to come in and bring resources that'll help alleviate some of that backlog and some of the problems that we see in our medical legal system.
In fact, I believe coroners work multiple counties. Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think Tuscaloosa County has a full-time coroner. That person is kind of shared around with different counties, and they don't have to be doctors. We tend to think, well, coroners just really show up and pronounce people dead. That's all they do. But some can be doctors, but they don't have to be, do they?
No, they don't. Actually, you know, and you're correct. The medical examiners that we have for Tuscaloosa County are actually state medical investigators that we share all across the state with many different counties. But the ones that we do know, and there is a gentleman who works very hard, but his main job is as a plumber. But he has dedicated himself because he knew such an impact could happen if he were to step in and take on this job that nobody else really wanted to do.
Is this shortage of investigators and coroners the primary reason for the National Center on Forensics to even be created here to try to improve the service that the state needs?
Absolutely. You know, we're wanting to bring medical students into this so they get interested and maybe they want to be a forensic pathologist, which we have a dire need for more than 400 across the country that we don't have. We want to help find, you know, those medical students that are going to rural areas that may want to be a deputy coroner and bring more medical expertise to that issue that can help proceed through that. And the families that have to deal with that issue can get a lot of relief a lot sooner.
Young people are influenced by media. We all are, but young people we tend to think are maybe influenced when they're in their younger years. Do all of these popular TV shows on forensics and that dramatic music when they go to investigate, do you think that's prompted some interest among young people interested in medicine that think, oh, that might be a path to go down?
We hope so. You know, yeah. We would really like whatever it takes because the people in rural Alabama have been suffering and somebody needs to step up, and we're trying to help them do that.
What is the problem with the shortage? Backlog, not ever getting an answer in a timely manner. What is the real big headache when it comes to this area?
You know, it is the backlog. It is that people have to wait for their answers. You know, families are grieving that entire time. It just doesn't go away. But when you do finally get some answers, it doesn't make it any better that you've lost, but it makes it better that you know. And that makes a big difference in how you deal with things.
So does the National Center on Forensics go out in the community? Do you send out information to potential candidates for study at the university or at the medical school? How are you going to get more people involved? What's the goal?
So we're going to start with having fellowships and training ships for the medical students, for family medicine residents, and even for medical doctors in rural areas who want to come back. We're going to have online training, not just for those medical individuals, but for law enforcement, for the legal systems, judges, defense attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, that can help bring the information to make those processes in the medical legal investigation systems move more smoothly and bring about a more appropriate response.
You and I may not live to see the total success of this forensic center reach all of the goals, but what would be a really big win in this area for you over the next, let's say over the next decade, what would you love to see accomplished through this effort?
You know, one success where we get a family their information sooner is worth it to me. But having family doctors work in rural communities alongside coroners to help the entire county and community that they live in to improve that system would be a game changer.
Would you like to see more coroners actually be MDs? Would that be a big plus if it were possible?
You know, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. We know we want the people who want to work in this area to work in this area. But let's partner with them, the physicians in that community, so they can work together and both be more efficient and effective in what they do.
You mentioned the plumber. It'd be easy to crack a joke about our coroner as a plumber, but if he's as dedicated as it you sounded like you described him and passionate about that work, he can be a plumber, he can be a farmer, he can be anything he wants and still do a great job.
Absolutely. But he needs the support.
Yes.
You know, and we want to help provide that not only to him as an individual, but to the physician in that area who can work beside him and how to do that more efficiently and effectively.
We'd have to go back and look at the record of all of these segments I'm a part of, but I find myself often ending with the same question. What can we do? These efforts are funded, federally, state funded, and all of that. But individuals being on board has to be important to you. What can people do in the general public to support this?
You know, tell the people that you know. Even if you would like to take some information, we're going to provide training online, and it's open to everybody. You never know when you might need it or might be able to share that information with someone, and we would love to have you join one of our projects and take a course from us or just find out some more information.
And a young person interested in the medical field or forensics, you're offices would be a good place to start, even before they begin college, of exploring what kind of opportunities are out there.
Absolutely. And this center is in partnership with the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences. So we work hand in hand, and we'd love to be able to talk both at the Alabama Department and in our National Center with anyone who is interested in that area.
Dr. John Higginbotham, PhD and a professor here at the University of Alabama. It's a pleasure talking to you. I've learned a lot talking to you, and I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu, and for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.